Growing up, my biggest struggle was what people thought of me.
Born without arms, Daniel Ritchie has faced his share of struggles. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Daniel shares some of the lessons he's learned.
I deeply cared about how people perceived me. And it tore me up that the only thing that people from the outside noticed about me was my lack of arms. And so my identity would rise and fall with whatever the latest phrase that someone said to me. Either, oh, you're an inspiration, or, oh, you're a weirdo. And so my worth and my value and my identity for those first 15 years of my life, it was as good as the tide, man, rising and falling all the time. It was a miserable way to live.
And no matter what people said or did, Daniel began to look to God's word to understand his true value.
As God began to stitch me back together, as he began to show me just what it is to have my identity and my everything built on him, the words of people began to matter less and less, because the words that I chose to focus on were his words about me, that he loved me, that he adopted me, that he has called me, that he has a plan and purpose for me. And in those moments when people would still call me freak, would still call me weirdo, for me to choose, no, that's not who I am. I'm a son, I'm loved, I'm called. God has more for me than buying into the shame and to the insecurity of people's words.
What a great truth. Your value comes from what God says about you, not what other people say about you. Do you need further encouragement in your life? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.